So thanks for being my presentation. Unlike other animals or organisms, insects consist of their own sterols, so they have to recruit their sterols from the food. And cholesterol is the most common sterols found in insects. And the sterols have many different roles in the insect. The first is for the cellular membrane, and the second one is for the precursor to steroid hormone. But for most insects, only cholesterol could be the precursor to the hormone. And there are two key structures in cholesterol which is very important, which are very important for the insect to use this. The first one is a 3-hydroxyl, the second one is a 5-double bond. So plants contain different kind of sterols. Some could be used by the insect, some cannot. And plants contain very little cholesterol. In our lab, we have two tobacco lines. In one line, all the sterols can be used by the insect. And in the other line, only 33% of the sterols could be used by the insect. So I would like to explain a little bit why some could be can be used by the insect, why some can't. So for these two sterols, they could be used by insect because insect could have the enzyme to remove this SU group and also could remove this double bond. And then after the transformation, these two sterols could be can be transformed into cholesterol. So for convenience, I will define these sterols as good sterols. And for these two sterols, insects cannot use them because the insects don't have the enzyme to insert the double bond at the 5 position, and also the insect don't have the enzyme to transform this 3-ketone into 3-hydroxyl. So for convenience, I will define these sterols as bad sterols. In previous research, Clark and Clinton found cockroaches and horseflies could use the trace level cholesterol in their diet as a precursor to ecdysone, and other bad sterols could be used the cellular membrane. So, however, in our experiment, we found the insect on the high ratio bad sterol tobacco line, the performance is worse. So this induced two key questions here. First is, does the ratio of good to bad sterols affect insect performance? Second, is there a parental sterol effect, which means we got our insect from the adults reared on the normal diet. So this diet contain most good sterols, and the insect have the strong ability to keep their good sterols, especially cholesterol, into the eggs and for the next generation to use. So we want to see if there's any kind of parental sterol effect by doing our experiment for two generations. So here's a protocol. HZR came from NCSU, and we have three sets of experiment, and all the we use a different kind of sterol diet. Some diet contain only single sterols, good or bad. Some contain the mixture of good to bad sterols. They're different kind of ratios. And for the 1-3 ratios, we will double the concentration. And all the insects were put into individual cups, and there are totally 60 individuals for per treatment. And we put those cups into these trees, and these trees were randomly arranged in the incubator. So we got 10 mating pairs for producing eggs, and each pair will be put into each these kind of cups. Then we get the eggs, put them into these bowls for counting. We record the data, then we repeat the whole process for the second generation. So for our first set, we use a mixture of Stigmaster and Claston 3-ohm. Here is the eclosion. So this is the first generation. And on the X, C means Claston, S means Stigmaster, ONE means Claston 3-ohm. And for the mixture, the first number means Stigmaster, the second number means Claston 3-ohm. So we could see on the single bad stereo diet, the performance is worst. And also on the high ratio bad stereo diet, the performance is worse than the others. For the second generation, we could find it's very amazing. And on the single bad stereo diet, there's no survival adults. And on the high ratio bad stereo diet, the survival rate is lower than others. For the X number, we could see on the single bad stereo diet, the X number is smallest. And on the high ratio bad diet, the X number is smaller than other treatment. And for the first generation, because there's no survival adults, so there's no X on the single bad stereo diet. And on the high ratio bad stereo diet, the egg number is smaller than others. Also, there's a trend. Along the X reel, the performance, the egg performance increased when the ratio of good to bad stereo increased. For the second set, we use these three stereos to mix. So for the for on the X, the first number means Stigmaster, the second number means Claston, and the third number means Claston 3-ohm. And Claston, the ratio of Claston and to Claston 3-ohm always be 1:2. So for the first generation, we could see the eclosion rate is lower on the high ratio bad stereo diet than others, although there's not much difference. But in the second generation, we could see much difference on the high ratio bad stereo diet. Also, there's a similar kind of trend. For the X number, we could see for the first generation, although there's not much significant difference, but on the high ratio bad stereo diet, the X number is really lower than others. And but in the second generation, we could see much difference on the high ratio bad stereo diet. The X number is much lower. So for the third set, I use Stigmaster and Claston to mix as our treatment. Because I haven't finished the second generation yet, so I only have the first generation data to present. For the first generation, I would like to introduce the X-reel first. This is Claston, and the first number here is Stigmaster, the second number is bad stereo Claston. So on the single bad stereo, the performance, the eclosion performance is lowest. And among other treatments, there's not much difference. For the X number, the Claston, the number is much lower, is significantly lower than other treatments, although other treatments don't have much difference. So our conclusions are, first, at the ratio of good to bad stereo, dietary good to bad steroids decrease, insect performance decreased. And the negative effect of dietary steroid was strongly in the second generation, suggesting parental dietary steroid is highly important. The third is three ketones have a stronger negative effect on insect performance compared to cetanols. So I would like to thank these people, and our project is supported by USDA. Thank you. I will try. Thank you. Yeah, this is a good question. In fact, we can't exclude that absolutely. But the most important thing is our diet are uniform for all the experiment. I mean, for the two generations. So we try to exclude other factors and just focus on the sterols. You mean how could the insect keep the sterols in the egg for the second generation? Oh yeah. For this question, I'm not sure. Sorry for that.